Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
From what we heard from David Stearns, I'm not going to take it literally every word. And there were some good things in there talking about, well, yeah, we want Pete and Diaz back. Okay, now people are going to interpret that whichever way that they want. And I would be more aggressive than just saying it and waiting for the market to develop, which is what he said they're going to do. But I still have confidence in the Mets hierarchy to go big. And now they have to prove it. I'm not just basing it off of Soto last year. There were a lot of question marks as well last year. I still believe at my core, the Mets still have it within their front office to go big, regardless of how Stearns addressed the media yesterday in Vegas.
They've got the money. I think they've got the owner who's got the want. I'm not sure what direction the GM's going to go. So I don't have quite as much confidence. And I'm not saying that they won't do some big stuff, but let's put the Pete stuff to the side, right? So what would constitute big in terms of position players? You're talking about Tucker, Bellinger, Bregman, Bichette, and Schwarber. Do I have great confidence that they get any of those guys? Not particularly. I probably got a little more confidence if they find a way to bring Pete back on a team-friendliest deal than get one of the. I don't know. I think the Mets are going to be fixated on the starting pitching, which is a good thing. They need to do that. But if they just do that and maybe bring back Pete, I don't think that's enough.
Well, let's start here. Do you think they bring back Pete and Diaz? Well, they at least said they want to.
I know.
All right, so forget about
it. I think one of the two is back.
Okay. Well, I was going to ask, even if you bring those guys back, what would be big in your mind? For me, the biggest thing they could do is go land a top high-end starter. Without that, really, I want two. I want either Skubal or Skeens.
Yep.
One of those two, and then one of the top pitchers. I would prefer Suarez, but there's some talk about Valdez.
Like that. Okay.
So I want two of those guys. That, to me, is big. I believe that it's possible. It should be. And if it isn't, then regardless of what happens with Diaz and Alonso, I don't think that that's good enough.
Okay. So let's go through this line by line. I don't think they make a series play at Tucker because Soto's in right. Unless they were able to trade Nimmo, which I don't think that they will even try to do. And Tucker's not a center fielder. No room for Tucker.
Now,
I put him aside.
And are you okay with that? I am myself.
Yeah, I am to an extent. I don't know that they need Tucker.
They got big contracts all over. Like, what are you going to do with
them? That's why you got Cohen. Yeah, come on. You got to get going. Do I think that they'll make a serious run at Bellinger? I do. I don't think he's leaving the Yankees. So I think that those two names are off the board.
I'm not so sure that they're going to, but okay, let's leave them off the board.
Okay, so now to me, the game changer would be a combination of, say, Bregman and Schwarber. Schwarber's your DH. Bregman's a third. Maybe you trade Beatty, bring in some pitching. Maybe he's part of a Skubal deal, and obviously a lot more to get Skubal. I don't know that they're going to make a run for Bichette. I really think it comes down to Bregman and Schwarber. And if they can do that with Soto, and then obviously, you know, if Pete's back, that's a loaded lineup at that point. Now the Mets offense is ready to do some destruction.
See, and this is
but
why
they need a lot of work.
Right, but you're just going over just the free agents, and I understand why. Those are the names that we know. Those are the names that they're out there. The Mets have money. That's why I think this team is in need of a bigger deal with making a big trade. I'm not just talking about for Skubal. I'm talking about changing some of the infrastructure of this group. Now, who's available? Who knows? You got to wait and see how the market develops here. Who's going to be looking to move certain pieces? Maybe you can make it appealing by sending certain pieces elsewhere. Again, I don't know what the value is for Jeff McNeil or Mark Vientos or Beatty even. Now, Stearns alluded to Beatty getting some reps at third base, which would be, to me, it's discouraging because I'd rather him say, I want to go get Bregman. I understand Beatty can be a useful piece and you're going to have to use the bulk of your resources on starting pitching. I don't think the offseason would be a success if they don't get at least two top starters and figure out a way with at least one piece, big piece, to change the look of that starting lineup.
They need to do a lot, man. And you and I have talked about this for now a couple of years. The DNA of the team's got to change. I don't disagree on that. Will they be able to change it? I'm not so sure. That goes into what you brought up, the value of McNeil, the value of Nimmo, and how these guys have proceeded around baseball. See, I take a step back, and when I look at the Mets, forget about the pitching for a moment, and I'm going to also keep Pete on the side because, I think it's 50-50. I think there's more of a chance he's not back, but it's hard to formulate opinions because we don't know what Pete's going to do, so you almost have to suspend the reality. You know what I mean?
Which is why I've said this here and I've said this on SNY on Baseball Night New York. I would not let him hold it up. And then people hear that and they'll say, like, oh, you don't want Pete back? No, it's the exact opposite. If the Mets really do want Pete back, why can't they do what they did with Diaz when he was a free agent a couple years ago? Remember how they got ahead of the market? Now, I know that it's Boris and it's a little bit different circumstance, but if I went to Pete, and this is what I would do, and say, here's 6 years, $180 million. Okay.
I'm listening.
Would you think it's a lot, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay, I'm not playing footsie here. I'm trying to get him back. And I know that to get out in front of the market and to not wait, I'm going to have to come with a big offer. Now, he and Boris could say that's great and then use that as a starting point to go elsewhere and get a bigger offer. I would say this is a take it or leave it. You got 5 days a week, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how I would operate because it is the linchpin to the rest of the offseason.
Stuff. It's a very aggressive way to do it.
And it's not dismissing
it. I kind of like it.
It's not dismissing it.
I understand.
You're showing you want it back. Now, it would also be with the understanding
urgency.
Correct. We want you back. Just like we did with I want you back. 6 years, you got it. $180 million, you got it. Now, I'm going to need you to play some DH.
Okay.
Certainly, in the short term, maybe part-time DH, eventually full-time, whatever. He's got to be open to that. But I think that's a more than fair offer as opposed to waiting for the market to develop because then back to your point, if you don't know what's going on with Pete, then what do you do everywhere else?
Well, you could lose out on some of these other names and then you could ultimately lose out on Pete and then you go maybe from an 83-win team to a 78-win team. So you've got to put the guardrails up there to protect against the worst case. I do like the aggressive mindset that you talk about the Mets maybe having. I don't think that they'll be that cutthroat. I'd be surprised.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
But here's the other thing, too, and I don't even know if it would work if they were because of Boris, as you mentioned, but take a step back and just take an aerial view of the Mets. There's two positions of strength right now. And both are really more from an offensive point of view. You have Soto, who's a plus player, right. Obviously. He's a great hitter. He's average out there and right, whatever. We'll see if he runs as much without the first base coach. I don't think he will, but
Stearns called him out yesterday defensively.
He didn't have a great defensive year. This is who he is.
I was a little surprised he called
him
out. Me too.
I like it, though. Yeah. I like that. Okay, so Soto's a plus in right as a hitter, and Lindor is still a plus hitter, although there were some worrisome signs of defense taking a step back a year ago. And it's not to knock those guys. It's really just to put in motion where the Mets are at. What's happening at first? What's happening at second? What's happening at third? What's happening behind the plate? What's up with Nimmo? What's up in center? Now, I know we talked about Carson Benj and maybe Taylor. All right, those are things that are a little more ancillary, but the Mets have two plus players. I think in the estimation of everybody. Now, we can sit here and say, well, Beatty could become this. I'm talking about guys who indisputably are highly above average major league hitters. Two, that is not good enough to win a World Series. So when you throw the names out there, especially without the pitching, which I do think they'll get, the Tuckers, the Bellingers, the Bregmans, the Bichettes, the Schwarbers, they got to be in on these guys. And more than one of those guys, Sal.
Well, so then I would argue, even if they bring Pete back, now, you can say, oh, well, they have three proven offensive players. Is that enough?
No, it's not. Well, that wasn't enough last year.
That's exactly my point.
Now, not to contradict or debate myself, but if there was, do it on occasion, but if there was a lot of pitching last year, would that have been enough with Soto and Lindor?
Okay, so now we'll get back to the Colts here in a second. My biggest fear this offseason is that they retain what they had, bring back Diaz, bring back Alonso, keep the lineup pretty much the same, Beatty a little bit at third, mm-hmm. Vientos in there a little bit, McNeil, the same slop that didn't work, Nimmo out there in left, the same stuff. They keep that together and just add pitching.
Mm-hmm.
That, to me, is also not good enough.
I agree. That's not enough at this point.
Which means there's a lot of work done for the New York Mets.
Better get going.
And I still have faith. Now, call me a fool. I still have faith that they'll get it done. BT and Sal on the Fan, our friends at Town Fair Tire, remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Larry in Westchester starts us off. What's up, Larry?
Good morning, Larry.
Hey, Sal, BT, how you guys doing?
Good, Larry.
What's happening?
Okay, couple of moves that I think are absolutely necessary for the Mets to make to improve. The first guy I would go after would be Bellinger and put him in center field. If you can get him from the Yankees and put him in center, I could live with Nimmo for one more year, even though I don't think he is as consistent as I would like him to be, but you drop him down to sixth in the batting order. The other move is, there's that guy on San Diego that wins batting titles every year. Arise, I think his name is.
Yeah, Arise. Yeah.
He's a free agent. He can't cost all that much. Get him in there for McNeil and look at the consistency he got at the top of the order.
Yeah.
He does.
McNeil.
Alonso.
McNeil thinks he's a hitter.
All these guys.
Yeah, thank you for the call, Larry. Appreciate you checking in. McNeil thinks he's a hitter. He ended up hitting, 240 this year? Arise can hit a little bit. I was just looking up Ketel Marte, who's also apparently on the trade block.
Marte's somebody that I would much rather have than Arise. Like, Arise, there's value there, but... And I saw a stat yesterday, ironically, I was doing some reading on him, where he makes contact on 95% of his swings.
Arise,
which was like whatever percentage higher than the second best in baseball.
He doesn't have a position. I like
him. Can't run.
I like him a lot for the Yankees. I think they need more guys like that. The problem is, where do you play him?
I know.
And he's just, like you said, he can't run.
Can't run, can't field.
Would he be a bad leadoff hitter in front of Judge?
No. For the Yankees, that's a little different, I think. You know, the other thing, too, is let's say if the Mets were to get Bellinger, which I don't think that they will get. I don't think they'll get him, but I think they'll try to. I just think he's going to stay with the Yankees.
Yeah.
But if they got him, now what you could do, you know, whether it's Benj, whether it's Taylor, you can play one of those guys in center. You can play Bellinger in left, and Nimmo could be a lefty DH.
If Bellinger, dude, we're in the same boat as last year. I know it's a lesser, you know, extent than Soto. If Bellinger were coming from any other team, I'd probably be pounding the desk saying the Mets need to sign him. I just don't feel like, the difference is I felt like Soto was going to leave. I don't feel like Bellinger is going to leave the Yankees. So kind of in my mind, from a Mets perspective, Bellinger is not in the picture. But in reality, he is. And if I eliminate the Yankee aspect of it and just focus on the Mets aspect of it, you could argue he's the, I don't even know if you could argue against it. He's the most perfect fit that's out there on the free agent market for the reasons you just mentioned. He clearly could play center field. He's insurance in the event Alonso does walk and doesn't hold you up.
Yeah.
Really, then that's the guy that could be the linchpin to their entire offseason. The question is, how much would you extend for him? I don't trust the offense outside of Yankee Stadium and that Yankee lineup the way that I would if he returns to the Yankees. Mm-hmm. And are you going to pay him, you know, $180-$200 million?
That seems to be the ticket there for him. And the other thing, too, like, let's just say you got Bellinger, and let's say, because this is one of the things Stern said yesterday, that, you know, Benji's going to get a chance to make the team. Yeah. And if he makes a team, you're obviously not going to sit him. If he makes a team, he's going to play. Otherwise, you're really stunting his development. So let's say Benji, and it's a leap of faith, like with Spencer Jones and Dominguez. Yeah. Who knows, right? He really went through the system fast last year. A-ball, double-A, triple-A. Like, that's a quick ascent, so I don't really know if he's truly ready, but he might be. And if he is ready, well, now he could play center. I guess you keep Nemo on left, and now you could obviously put Pion on the bench as the DH and have Bellinger at first base. You have an elite defense.
Right, so ideally you'd want Bellinger and Pete. But now you're asking Bellinger, Pete, Diaz back, other ancillary moves.
I don't need Diaz myself.
Okay.
I don't need Diaz.
All right, but then they're on the closer. I see what you're saying. You know what I mean? Out closer.
You can figure it out.
Bellinger, Pete, and I would say at least two high-end starters.
Well, yes.
But that's like a floor, and that's a lot.
Do you guys want to win a World Series?
Yes,
I know you do. I asked that rhetorically. Yeah. This is the price of business.
I hope that they understand that. I'm not so sure. I still have faith. I don't know how it's going to work out with Stearns. Look, Stearns' core beliefs, he does not agree with, I don't think, the way that that Cohen would normally operate.
I agree with
and
that.
And now Cohen's going to be in a spot where you also want to let the guys that you hired do their job. So it's, but did Stearns really want Soto? Or that goes above his pay grade. Okay, well, is Alonso and Bellinger going to go above his pay grade? And then you have a team that's being put together by the owner as opposed to the GM or the president of the baseball operation, which I don't necessarily agree with. So it's hard to exactly know what Stearns is going to do because he hasn't done it here yet.
Mm-hmm.
What needs to be done, he has not done yet. Certainly didn't do it in Milwaukee. Didn't have the opportunity to.
Nor the checkbook, for sure. Yeah. And that's what you mean. Yeah, I think that sentiment got in the way a year ago. I really believe Cohen's influence was primarily the force behind Pete coming back. We talked about this.
Yeah.
Amazing day, the fan fest, whatever it was. That was a pretty pivotal moment, I thought, in the Mets offseason. I don't think Cohen's going to flex that again this offseason. I don't. I think that last year when you go 83 wins and you look the way they looked for so much of the season, I think whatever preconceived notions or desire to bring back Pete and play to that sentiment, I think it's changed a little bit. I think it's more about the greater good and moving forward and ultimately winning a World Series. And if you keep talking about run prevention, which obviously Stearns does, well, Bellinger, along with Bregman at third base, are the best run prevention guys on the market.
John is calling from St. Louis. What's up, John?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, good morning.
So, I got one move for the Mets, but you just brought up Alonso. He is one of three guys since 2019 to have over 900 hits and 250 home runs, and he's second on that list. It's Judge Alonso Ohtani.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know where we're finding that type of production. He's got to be a must-sign.
Well, John, hold on a second. John, stats are interesting, and we love stats, especially with baseball. Think about the three players you mentioned. And I didn't even really know that. That's good digging on your part. Judge, Pete, and Ohtani. Alonso is miles behind in third place behind those guys.
But the point remains.
No. He's second in hits.
No, I know.
And he's second in home runs.
Well, literally, in those, yes, that's very selective categories. Is Pete Alonso anywhere near the player, the Judge, or Ohtani?
No,
the answer is clearly no.
But John's
they
point,
are, but
yeah.
he also has the best scoop rate at first base.
If Alonso
was the Yankees, it'd both be having all those errors.
John, I'm trying to defend you here. I don't want to hear about the scoop rate.
What are you, dog walker scoop rate?
No, John, I'm with you, though. The point remains the same. Regardless of where we rank Alonso in comparison to Ohtani and Judge, those numbers, that's why I would invest in him. Those numbers are not going to be able to be replaced. Play certainly by one individual.
Well, yes.
Ranking him. I'm not saying he's in that category,
okay.
But I'm just saying he's in there.
Okay.
Also,
by the way, John, hold on. John, literally, you're right. Refuting math is idiotic. So those numbers are true. I respect it. It's a good job by you pulling those up. What I'm saying is what I've always said. I'm not necessary, and I'm open to Pete coming back. I don't need it, but I'm open to it at the right price. You guys know that by now. But I don't need to replicate those numbers because you won't. You're not finding a 40 home run guy that's going to play first base for the Mets. You just won't. But now can you find two or three other players that make you faster,
right,
that make you better defensively, that strike out less, that are better in October? And for me, the answer is undeniably yes.
But here's the problem. He is their second best offensive player behind Juan Soto.
But when you're an 83-win team, what is that mean?
It means I would look to change the other pieces. I don't know about Lindor. Lindor's inconsistent as anything. Now,
I know he is.
He's good at the end of the year. The numbers are there. He's inconsistent. And he's declining as a shortstop defensively. That's normal. Nimmo, same thing. They're core four guys. I can't trust Nimmo. I don't really trust Lindor 100%. Now, again, I trust him to put up good numbers for a shortstop, but I trust Juan Soto to be Juan Soto. I also trust Pete Alonso to produce with power. He's going to hit a lot of home runs, and with Soto in front of him, he's going to drive in a lot of runs. That is production that you're not going to be able to produce. I'm fine with building it out with length and doing it different ways and getting better defensively. That makes sense to me. It doesn't make sense if you're gutting your second best offensive player when you could argue they need more offense.
Well, this is what makes it tough. I mean, this is what makes it really delicate, and not just because he's been here and he's a man, he broke Stroh's record and all that stuff that, you know, a lot of people love, which I certainly get. You know, I lean into that sentimental stuff as a fan.
Yeah, I couldn't care less about that.
I know, we're different in that regard. I've always liked that stuff, but there comes a point where that can't be the basis for the return, and I'm not saying that that's the sole basis here. See, the problem with a guy,
where's that power coming from? Let's say Alonso goes.
Yep.
You need power. See, it's different. Like, if the Yankees move on from Jazz Chisholm and they get a Clement type, they can survive because they've got eight other guys who are going to hit 20-plus home runs.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why I think that piece, Jazz in particular, doesn't fit the Yankees. They just don't need another guy like that. The Mets need guys who can hit 30 home runs, at least a few of them. Without Pete, where's the power?
Well, again, that's why it's hard. I'm not saying this is easy.
I mean, you could say Schwarber, but...
Yeah, you could. I mean, listen, I look at it this way. Somebody like Pete... Now Judge is different, obviously, because when he's healthy, he's a plus right fielder, whatever. And Ohtani's a completely different beast because he doesn't play the field. But to me, if you're a 35 to 40 home run, high strikeout, slow-footed or negative on the bases, I've got to look at how can you help me when you don't go yard? When you don't put a ball in the seats, how are you helping me win? And again, with all due respect, and I formulated this opinion a long time ago with Pete, there's not enough evidence where he makes it where I have to bring him back, because when he doesn't go yard, there's really nothing else to his game.
BT and Sal on the Fan, just getting started here on this Wednesday morning, 888-808-1019.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.